It's the East Square Podcast.
It's the East Square Podcast. I'm Easy Mo, and today we got a very special guest, fresh out, James West.
What's the deal, my dog?
How you feeling, bro?
Shit. Like some money. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm super happy, super excited to have you here, man.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, as soon as you touched down, I hit Tox. I seen the pictures you was out. I was like, oh, bro, gotta pull up.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So how you feeling now that you're out?
Shit, man, for real. Shit, just focused and just staying keeping my mind. You know what I'm saying? Set on what I, you know what I'm saying? What I plan to do and what I said I was going to do.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good though. Yeah. I'm feeling confident for sure.
Has it been like a big adjustment?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How long were you in for?
Just 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all together.
But that's like a lifetime nowadays, huh? Like yeah. 2 years seems
it,
like,
it
you
felt
know.
Long, but it felt short at the same time.
Mm.
Nigga just stayed, you know what I'm saying? Stayed busy.
Right. Where were you at?
Shit, nigga did a little. Shit, I was everywhere. I was a high desert, southern desert, Ely, camp.
Oh, they just moved you all around, huh?
Yeah,
Damn, well, you're home now.
Yeah, I'm home.
Yeah. So how was your time in there? Was it stressful? Was it smooth? Was it?
It was stressful at first, and you know what I'm saying. And then it was stressful at first, and nigga, you know what I'm saying. You know, because what happened was I got booked and did a year. I did some time in Arizona. Got out, you know what I'm saying, was on parole, got booked out here, did a year.
Talk a little bit more? Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Are you good?
I was in, did some time in Arizona, I got out on parole, saying got violated, got booked, did a year out here in Vegas, in Nevada, did another, you know, when I got out, that same day I was shooting a video, got booked that same day and went back.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, did that video ever come out?
Yeah, it's called Chopsticks.
Oh, you got booked the same day as Chopsticks?
That same day, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I got booked for that video.
Oh.
Well, it was guns in the video. I ended up getting charged with guns.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys didn't put no disclaimer on the video?
No, well, we didn't even put guns in the video.
Yeah, so how'd that happen? They just did pull
it,
some...
It was
some.
It's a mystery. It's just they pulled up gang unit, my PO. Shit, then the whole state of...
They pulled up to the video?
Yeah, they pulled up.
Oh, goddamn.
I had my son with me and shit. Had my family members.
So what, they just seen you on social media?
It could have been that. It could have been that. I don't remember if I was really posting nothing on. I don't think I was really posting nothing because I didn't even have a chance to really make
nothing. I wonder if like somebody else there was posting and then they seen that.
It was weird how they popped up for sure. It was a weird situation.
Damn.
No, I'm just glad a nigga home though.
Right. Yeah, that video went crazy. Pooh Pistols, Chopsticks.
Me and Pooh Pistols,
yeah. Y'all still rocking, right?
My guy.
Y'all got music coming?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We got we started together. Me and him pretty much started rapping together. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
How you feel about his growth and what and you know, the artist he's become and how his name rings bells these days?
He that guy.
Yeah.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? Then shit, he deserve it. He been doing this shit for a minute.
Yeah, I feel like you guys, you
been
know,
through a lot for this shit.
No, for real. Yeah, you guys been doing it for a minute too.
Yeah,
I feel like you and Pistols are like very synonymous and kind of have similar trajectories.
Yeah,
as far as like when Pistols drops, like he don't really got to do no promo.
Nah, yeah, shit.
You know what I mean?
He don't.
The streets just already tapped in.
His voice is the promo.
Exactly. I feel like it's the same thing with you too.
Oh, that's
like
mean.
Like people. You know, people drop music and then it just falls flat.
Right.
But with you and Pistols, especially you guys coming from the same, you know, upbringing and all, you know, like you guys been rocking with each other for a minute.
Yeah.
Like you and Pistols music really goes crazy.
Yeah, nigga, appreciate that
for
sure.
Have you recorded since you've been out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I've been
tripping. No, I shot a video, recorded some songs. I'm finished probably shoot another video when I come back from where I'm going to.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm finna go crazy. Mm. That's all I'm doing right now is just focusing on recording and shooting videos and promotion and putting shit together.
Yeah.
Starting to, you know what I'm saying, building an actual team and investing in putting my money behind this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have like a project or just singles?
I got a project coming out called AF3F. It's called All Family Fuck Fake Friends, AF3F.
Mm. Mm. What's the story behind that? Behind this project?
My boy, when I was in the pen, my boy, his name Dev. He had started this. He pretty much came to me one day with this. He like AO3F, and he broke it down to me what it mean and what it stand for and all that. And it's not a gang. It's not nothing like that. It's not even a team yet.
It's really a music group.
It's not even that. even a music group. It's more of a way of living though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I want everybody to understand it's really all, like, pretty much it's a way of life.
Right.
All family, fuck fake friends. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, pretty much.
So, you're rocking with that?
That's what I'm rocking. It makes the most sense.
Yeah, think about it. Yeah.
Everything in family. My manager is my family member. That's my brother.
Yeah.
Shout out. That's my blood family member, too. Yeah. That's my cousin, too, but.
Oh, yeah.
That's your Jose Cuero.
My boy talks with the Don Julio.
Yeah. That's him. Talks Mohammed.
I'm gonna take this water to the head real quick.
Oh, you take one down with you?
Mm. Fuck. You want to?
Yeah, fuck it. I don't drink. We finna do
you
it
don't
today,
drink?
Though. We finna do it today.
Why don't
though.
You drink?
Shit, it ain't really my thing. I don't like how that shit make me feel. It just made me feel like off my pivot. It's not
super.
But that's if you overindulge, I overindulge in everything I do, so. Which is probably a bad thing.
Yeah, no, for sure, it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
You gonna make sure, just take it out the bottle. Just take it out the bottle.
See, I overindulged in some weed earlier. That's why niggas stupid right now.
What you smoking on these days?
Exotic. Shit that look like my bitch. On everything. Shit that look hella wet and different.
Cheers to freedom, bro. Thank you. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So I'll be songs on this project covered up. That's what I needed. I needed that. Thank you. I appreciate it.
12.
You. 12 songs?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Maybe even 11, but 12 at the most.
Yeah, you know when it's coming?
I can't tell you the exact date, but I know for sure it's coming like within the next 90 days for sure.
Oh, okay. You're not wasting no time?
Nah.
Okay.
I ain't wasting no time doing nothing. Yeah. I might have a project coming out at the same time. Another project. You know what I'm saying? I'm on some bullshit right now.
Word. Yeah. Any features?
Not right now.
No. You probably got a lot on your heart right now, huh?
Yeah, that and yeah. I got a lot on my heart.
You got a lot. Yeah. You've been sitting down. Were you writing when you were inside?
Yeah, I was writing hella, but it's crazy because these days nigga ain't really writing like that. Even before I got, you know what I'm saying, when I was out this last time, that like how to score, that wasn't really no like written. Some of them songs written, but most of them songs is punching. Mm.
So you just, no real pen to the paper or nothing like that?
Nah, yeah.
But
in prison, niggas sat down a lot bored as fuck.
Was you rapping in there, like
to
other people?
Nah, not rapping to other people, nah. Yeah. I mean, it depend on who it was. Like, certain niggas' opinions matter to me, but not that many.
Mm.
Mm.
Damn, bro. So it's been a minute since you dropped in 2 years.
Yeah, on everything.
Damn. So are you like excited for this shit, or do you want?
But actually, it wasn't. It was only a year since I dropped it was like a year and a half ago since I dropped because, shit, my manager, Lil Tox, he put the shit out. He pretty much promoted. He released my shit. He did everything for me while I was in there.
Okay.
A year. You know what I'm saying? After me being already down,
yeah.
When I got out, I got booked and all that, he did all that shit like while I was in prison.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I was on the phone checking everything through him the whole time I was down.
Yeah. Shout out Lil Tox, man. Thanks. Yeah. What made you want to have him as your manager?
Shit, because he's sharp. He the sharpest and the shiniest tool and shit. But see, the thing is, like, really, just because he got hella discipline, like, his mindset is built for, shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To make sure his shit organized.
Yeah.
He be on a nigga about more than just, you know what I'm saying, music. He be calling a nigga like nigga.
That's what it is, bro.
You called these people. Have you called these people? You know what I'm saying? You gotta call. He make me, hey, you got your ID, nigga, you fresh out, you gotta get your ID, you gotta do this, you know what I'm saying?
That's what a manager's job is for real.
Yeah,
it's not just like a manager. It's like it's damn near like a manager, personal assistant, best friend, confidant, therapist, all the above.
For
so,
sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then that's what made it. That's what the manager part can't lie. Everything else, that's my brother. That's my thug. That's my cousin, though, but that's my thug.
You guys are family for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We grew up in the same house. That's
dope. Yeah, that's dope.
That's my twin right there. We just don't look alike.
Yeah, that's dope because that's what you need in your corner is people that understand you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because you could have somebody that got all the plugs in the world, got, like, you know, all the connect, but they don't understand you and what you're trying to do then.
You know what I'm saying? We build iron sharpening iron, steel sharpening steel, you know?
Facts, facts.
So that's what we do. We build.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel about, like, the love you get in the city or the feedback you get in the city, you know?
Shit, I just started seeing it, and I'm still just now seeing it right now because I've been in jail. So right, you know what I mean? I've been locked up, so.
Right.
When you up in there, that shit'll make your brain, like, start forgetting, like, because to me, I never seen myself as, like, more than, at first, I never seen myself as more than just, like, I'm just a regular nigga. I just be rapping and shit, and, you know what I'm saying, nigga, doing this. I didn't know how serious, it, I ain't gonna lie, it made me start getting more serious coming home, seeing what was going on. I'm like, oh, yeah, they not playing.
What you mean, like the city in general?
Like people everywhere I go. Yeah. Like an old lady today at the DMV walked up to me and pointed at me, was like, oh yeah, your name James Webb.
Yeah.
And her husband was like, yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That's the guy I seen you, man.
That's what I said, bro.
Your I'm name like, man, I like your, he had sure. dread. I'm like, man, I like your dreads.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't know what to say back. I'm like, I like your dread.
You gotta get used to that, huh?
Shit, yeah, bro, you're awkward.
No, your name rings bells for sure.
Yeah.
For sure, from the outside looking in. You know what I mean? It's like, When James West drops, I'm tapping in. I'm taking a listen for sure.
Man, that's a blessing. I'm going to law.
Yeah, you got to just build on that shit, bro, for real. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, you know, how do you feel about the city? Do you feel like, you know, do you feel like you've with the promoters or whatever, do you feel like love or is it like a.
I don't really feel. Well, as far as what, yeah, I feel love for sure.
Some other artists too, you know.
I don't really be trying to fuck with hella niggas, dog. Like, I don't want the love to be felt.
Feel me? Why is that?
Because I'm big on energy. I wouldn't let certain niggas in my house.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Like certain homies, certain niggas that I grew up with. Mm. You can't come over, P. I ain't on that.
Mm.
I got good energy in my house. You feel me? I got shit going on. I got kids up here. These kids gonna get to run around acting bad and shit. You come here. Your energy bad.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? You might come in here and have me and my bitch or me and my bitch is tripping, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't, we ain't on that. You can't come in here and stim it. And that's the same thing with music. Shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't jumping on songs with anybody. I did that. I didn't came home recklessly jumping on songs with niggas and be like, oh, that wasn't good.
Right.
But it can't nothing fuck my look up because I'm me.
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing with artists and people, they try to, like, connect and, like, you know, do the whole network and shit. And
shit, that shit gay.
That shit is dead.
Shit gay. If you ain't trying to get no money, we ain't trying to build something. Like, let's say you tap in, like, I got an idea. We could do this, that, and third. And if, it, you know what I'm saying, this is going to make more sense. You got your, you know what I'm saying, your following doing this, my following doing this. Let's tap in and make it make sense.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, if it makes sense.
Right.
But if something wrong with your, if you got, like, something wrong with your energy or you got a bad reputation, you know what I'm saying? Your name ain't good. Or,
yeah, you
got
to be careful.
Nah, nigga ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, facts.
Because, you know what I'm saying, nigga, you know what I'm saying, you got to, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, nigga, I just live by a certain call. I don't want to get into all that, but I literally just live by a certain call.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to. Yeah. Is there anybody from the city that you would just want to collaborate with? That you got to? Like, who?
Shit, the niggas I've been, as far as, like, somebody new?
Yeah. Outside of who you already collaborate with.
Oh, no, not really. Nah. Shit, for real.
Yeah. It's better.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
better
you know
way,
what?
Though.
No. I'll take that back. Because I've been tapping in with certain niggas like Money Wag.
Oh, shout out to Wag. Yep.
Weebo, but me and Weebo, I know we got a song together, for sure. We was at Hitman House and we did a song, but I can't remember. I think it was like a song with like two other niggas on it or something. So,
okay.
But me and I want to fuck with Weebo. I want to fuck with Money Wag. And then it's this nigga right now. His name Bless.
Oh, Bless, yeah. Shout out. I was just with Bless the other night.
Bless. His name Two Bless. Mozzie.
No, Two Bless.
Two Bless.
What's his name? It's Bless.
Oh, Bless 702.
Yeah,
I'm tripping.
Bless 702. Yeah.
See, this is my childhood friend. I call you Mozzie.
Yeah.
But his name, Bless 702.
Yeah, he just got out too. Yeah, he did.
Well, we was in the pen together.
Oh, word?
In Arizona,
in AZ. Oh, okay.
That's like my big brother. That's why I say I call him Mozzie.
I just got hip to him because he had just got out, so I didn't know of him before. But he had started doing music. But we had linked up the other night. I worked with some of his graphics and shit. So
see, me and him, like, we sat in the pen and wrote something. But what I mean, like, collab, like, he a person I want to collab with.
Mm.
Me and Youngin' Stay Paid.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. So it's a select few. It's a select few. Yeah. But you got to keep your circle tight. I feel you.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Just fuck with good people.
Yeah.
Reciprocate. You know what I'm saying? Energy.
Are you working with anybody outside the city? Because that's what I really feel like.
Yeah.
Somebody like you should really be focused on.
I am. It's a dude named Soda Pop.
Soda Pop.
He from Vallejo. Yeah, that's Cali. My guy.
Oh, NorCal.
We fucking with them like hella heavy right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My team, his team, we finna collab. But for me sure. And him, you know what I'm saying? We finna put it in motion though, like for real.
Yeah. What can we expect with the music? Is it gonna sound like, you know, James West 2 years ago, or is it gonna, or is this a whole new?
I don't know. I don't know how to explain it because it's so much sauce. Like,
yeah,
no, it's different for sure, though.
Yeah, well, I asked that because I can't help but when I think about James West or I think about Pistols, I think about one or the other, right? And Pistols' last project was just so good,
yeah,
and the evolution was so evident.
Yeah,
so I wonder if that's what we're about to get from you as well, this next project.
On my mama. Yeah, absolutely.
The evolution.
I ain't gonna lie, it's gonna be different. Listen, I feel like it's gonna make motherfuckers, niggas don't know how I'm really coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga doing all kind of shit.
Yeah. Well, as far as producers,
I'm fucking with like Scott. See, my guy, my guy's name is Scott. His name is Scott Vegas.
Oh, Scott? Yeah, I know he is.
Yeah, he been sending me beats and shit like that.
Okay.
So he been tapping me.
I didn't know
he
produces.
Yeah, no, he don't produce, but he been sending me beats from other producers.
Oh, okay.
But see, I fuck with like KD, like King David.
Okay.
As far as like, I haven't really reached out with hella producers like that.
Okay.
Like, I fuck
you with. You mentioned Hitty. Hitman. Yeah.
Hitman got some hot shit. And nigga fuck around, grab a couple of his beats. It's a couple of different
Hitman's
people.
Hitman's going crazy right now.
Yeah, he tripping.
Yeah.
It's a lot of niggas tripping right now, though. I ain't gonna lie. It's some niggas out here tripping.
Yeah.
But that's what niggas gotta do.
Yeah. Tripping, right? Like, in a good way.
Yeah, like going crazy.
Okay, cool.
That's just my lingo.
You
lingo, bingo.
We gotta get on the same page. Yeah. Hitman is going stupid.
Yeah, they tripping right now.
You worked with him before?
Nah, we ain't did nothing like, I can't remember.
Specific
maybe
to you.
Nah, we ain't really did nothing though.
Right.
Nah, I mean, him ain't did nothing.
That would go crazy.
Probably so.
Yeah.
I bet it would.
Yeah. A Hitman and James West song.
For sure.
Jeez.
For
but
sure.
Outside of music, how's your life been though since you've been back? Is, you know, you got kids, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many you got?
I got two boys.
Mm-hmm.
I got a daughter.
Mm.
So
word.
I got two boys and a daughter. I got a 4-year-old, 3-year-old, 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, so that's going smoothly, I presume. That's what.
For
that's
sure.
What, yeah.
I've been doing so much. I'm just drained. I just been doing so much running around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all really. I couldn't imagine
just being away for 2 years and then just.
I felt like I missed out on hella shit, so I just started jumping into it. Like, I ain't do no, like, yeah. I jumped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm head first.
Yeah, you ain't even took a breath, huh?
Nah, I ain't got time to. I feel like I sat down too much. I can't sit down right now.
What fucked you up the most while you was in there?
Fucked me up the most was it's so much shit that'll fuck you up. You can't say what's gonna fuck you up the most.
Mm.
Fuck you up the most to me is the niggas you be around in there. Like, when you look around, you be like, damn, these the type of niggas I'm you look around like, damn.
Mm.
Niggas be, you know what I'm saying, real life weirdos, bums. Some niggas be it be foul in there.
Mm.
It shit you don't want to see up in that motherfucker. And on top of that, it's just the level, you know what I'm saying, some people, the mind frame.
Yeah. When
you hear conversations, you can sit up in there, if you sit quiet all day and listen to everybody talk, you be like, damn, this shit crazy.
Mm.
Negativity, that's all you gonna feel and hear. And see, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it be like, damn, I'm in here with these niggas. I could be in. A lot of these niggas got life.
Mm. They don't got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose. And they don't want to hear nothing. You don't tell them stop being negative. Nigga, what you mean? I got all day.
Right.
You stop being negative.
Right.
Telling me how to live my life.
So how you keep that shield around your, like, your spirit?
It's hard to. It take practice.
Mm.
I mean, you take practice.
Yeah.
Because that, like I said, that shit is serious. That, like, you know, that energy, that negativity, that devil real.
Yeah.
Shaitan real. So, you know, you got to be careful. It's just take practice. That's all it is. Stay prayed up.
Yeah.
Stay prayed up. Stay disciplined. Try to keep a clear mind.
Yeah.
Stay in control.
Yeah. You had good people? Like, you found, like, a good
little. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's how I get through my time. I find people that's like try to find like-minded people. If not, I just be dull up.
Yeah.
and stay high.
Yeah.
Or hella spice.
Outside the city though, like, you know, like 2 years, 3 years from now, how you see your music being? Like
2-3 years, I'm gonna be on.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna be on probably like in the next watch. After I drop this shit. Ain't no telling. Inshallah.
Yeah.
I'll be on right now. Shit. Ain't no telling. It can happen tomorrow.
Facts.
I think it's happening right now though.
Yeah. It's in motion.
It's in motion for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think it's gonna take for someone like you getting home? You already got a buzz. You got, you know, a reputation as far as the music goes. You got a mash. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just got a mash. Yeah. On everything. Just apply pressure, not let up. Just steady be seen.
Yeah.
Not play, not be scared. See, that's what I figured out, like, who I, you know what I'm saying? That's when I think the greatest thing happened to me, that motherfucker. Like, I figured out who I was. Like, I started understanding that, I'm still learning my worth, but it's crazy because I started understanding, like, damn, I'm worth more than what I thought I was. Mm. People look at me in a different light.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers really know that they see something that I didn't see at first. I just started seeing this.
Mm.
Like, it was a hobby before I went to prison.
Word.
Mm. I played with it. Like, word. I just did it for fun.
Right.
Hopefully we do something with it. If not, I know I'm gonna do something with this type of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you've been definitely looked at as like one of the motherfuckers that make noise for sure. And that's crazy that you didn't even really
I didn't know. I knew it when I got booked. It's like, it was a lot put me in this situation for a reason. Cause look, when I got booked on this situation, like when I got out, shot the video, a CO pointed at me inside the in the activity room, like the door was shut and she pointed at me. It was like, that's James West.
Mm.
Like a fan. The CO pointed at me like a fan. Not like it's in my whole bid. All the COs knew me. They moved me up north to Ely. The COs knew me. I'm like, this don't make, not all of them, but
yeah,
a lot of them.
From the music.
From music.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
We just watched your video.
That's crazy.
I drove to work listening to your tape, how to score this morning. I drove to work.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Why you in here? Ain't you James West? Getting on my undercut, ain't you James West? Acting like groupies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's when I started standing like, okay, this shit is more serious than what I thought it was. I guess I'm doing myself an injustice by playing with it, because this shit can really happen. God really got
right. Has any labels or anything reached out to you?
Some
indie labels or
couple like. But I'm not really into like, yeah.
How was that like? What are those conversations like?
It really no conversation.
Mm.
I don't really even get.
Why not? You don't want to give them the time of day.
Yeah, I don't want to give them the time. That's just right now. That ain't gonna benefit me right now. Right. And then like that gonna benefit. I'm trying to do something different right now.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to get signed at this very moment. I'm not looking to get signed right now at all. If it happened though, it gotta make sense for sure. Like I said, it just gotta make everything in my life gotta make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite song that you made so far?
Shit, I ain't gonna lie. I don't really listen to my own music like that. So
you don't? See, a lot of artists I talk to, they only listen to themselves.
Yeah, I swear to God, if they told me perform a song right now, I'd be like, damn. when they try to have me.
You got the words and shit?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have words. But I know my music. I know the song, some of the songs. Probably, I know the song. It just be hard for me to think of all of them because I don't listen to them.
Yeah.
But
that's crazy. So what do you listen to?
Shit, just other people.
Mm.
I listen to this shit. My homies, Pooh Pistols.
Mm-hmm. How you feel about
Weebo? I've been fucking with Weebo shit.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Weebo.
Blessed. I've been fucking with Blessed shit.
The homies. Okay.
Niggas, or not just the homies, but I fuck like.
Outside of them, yeah.
Old school shit. Shit from the 70s, Erykah Badu.
Oh, where?
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Marvin Gaye, Morris Day.
See, that's what you need to put in your brain. You know what I mean? Because artists, they listen to too much of what's going on right now, and they just get influenced.
Fuck with The Weeknd, Kodak Black.
Word. Yeah. Word.
Niggas with
it. Yeah, Kodak goes crazy.
He be tripping.
It comes crazy.
Yeah,
man, we're looking forward to it, bro. I think it's getting we're getting a little late. We were my boys out here. He gotta go get his daughter, so we're gonna wrap this up though.
Shit, man, so I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, I appreciate you, man. I'm glad we made it happen.
Man,
thank you for, you know what I'm saying, being making this work, and you know what I'm saying.
Hey, thank you for helping me make it work too, man.
Sure, man. We're happy to have you home, bro.
Man, thank
for
you.
For real.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, anything you need, bro, anytime, we gotta have you on the Audio Dealers though.
That's
we gotta
400.
Make that happen. We gotta make that happen. For sure.
Appreciate you.
All right, bro. Till next time, bro. All
right, gang.
Peace.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. It's the East Square Podcast.